Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Stranger Reactions, my Stranger Things podcast that I have. Today, we'll be recapping and reviewing Stranger Things Season 1, Episode 3, Chapter 3, Holly Jolly. Okay, so, just want to say, I've lost, over almost half my, working in the kitchen, it's too loud. I've lost almost half my listening. Why? Because how lame this podcast is. I want you guys to submit, Drone Anchor, submit vocal, I want you to submit vocal submissions, like recorded messages if you want to, and submit other reviews as well, because I really want to hear how this can make an actual enjoyable podcast for you guys, because I know it's not very enjoyable to wait. I know it's mostly, like, if you want to kind of just binge through your things and you want to read, you're too lazy to read Wikipedia, you come to me, because I basically am reading you the Wikipedia synopsis, I guess you could say, and it's not the best. I understand it's not the best. So, yeah, that's that. But it's what it is. Anyways, we're gonna have to get into the synopsis right about. We're gonna get the synopsis right about now. Okay, so we're about to get down to our synopsis, which is pretty good. Also, the fact that this is my third episode. It's pretty chill, because I thought I was going to quit, get lazy. After the first one, and I didn't even think I was going to submit a first one. So, I'm going to get into the synopsis. Episode 3. Chapter 3. Holly Jolly. As you know, last time, they find out the boys, and they take 11 inside. She stays at Mike's house. They want to check telekinetic powers and could possibly help them find Will. Also, Barb goes with Nancy to a party reluctantly. And then Nancy's like, okay, I'll be fine, you can go. Barb goes, sits out in the pool because she got her hand. And she is taken by the Demogorgon, presumably. So anyways, Barb awakens in the Upside Down, a decaying, overgrown alternate dimension surrounded by a thick mist. Joyce believes that Will is communicating with her through electrical pulses and Christmas lights. Brenner allows Hopper to view doctored security footage from the night that Will vanished, leading Hopper to research the lab's history and discover that a woman named Terry Ives alleged years earlier that her daughter was taken by Brenner. Eleven recalls memories in which Brenner, whom she calls Papa, put her in solitary confinement for refusing to telekinetically harm a cat. Steve destroys Jonathan's camera after discovering the photos from the party after some girl snitches on him. However, Nancy later recovers a photo of Barb from Jonathan and with his help realizes that Barb is truly missing. Maybe to something more sinister than just being missing. Returning to Steve's house to search for Barb, Nancy sees a Demogorgon but manages to escape, claiming that she saw like a bear-type person there. Joyce paints a makeshift Ouija board on her wall, allowing Will to sign that he is right here and that she needs to run. Believing that Eleven knows where Will is, the boys ask her to lead them to him. Eleven leads them to a quarry, just as Will's apparent body is found under the water by the search party. Also, we get the Joyce. The Demogorgon coming through the wall. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Wait, was that episode 2? I'm pretty sure that happened in episode 1. Yeah, that's episode 2? No, episode 1. 3. Never mind. Episode 3. Sorry. I'm so stupid. Anyways, yeah. So that was episode 3 synopsis. Pretty good episode. They are still having me hooked. It was 2 weeks ago. 2 or 3 weeks ago, last time I watched Stranger Things 1, but I still remember how easily gripped you get by that show. And this episode truly kind of lets you settle. Out of any episode that lets you settle at all, this is probably it, until the very end, where it plays George Michael's Heroes, which season 3 of this podcast, which seems like a quite a long bit away from now, I'll discuss kind of why the song Heroes is important, because it comes back at the end of season 3 for a certain reason. And based off a trailer, if you see a trailer called Stranger Things 4 from Russia with love, and you have not caught up with all of Stranger Things, do not watch that trailer. Unless you already have it. You just got a weird moment. But yes, catch up with all of Stranger Things before you watch anything with season 4 in the title. Trust me. It might look like it's old. It's only like 30 seconds long, so it can't spoil a lot, can it? It'll kind of spoil, but more than that, it'll just kind of confuse you. Because you'll be like, what the hell does this mean? You can watch the announcement trailer, though. I mean, I guess you can. There's a little bit of references to season 3 in there, but not very much. Anyways, regardless of that, I feel like episode 1 was focused on Willis's appearance. Episode 2 is focused on Eleven, woo, powers. And episode 3 is more focused on, like, Demogorgon-y stuff. Like, focused on what's making things disappear, not why. No, it's the same question. Why is things disappearing? Because the thing wanted them to. But, gosh, not how. Sorry, I am short-circuiting today, like always. But, more or less, where and what's the reason that whatever made them disappear made them disappear. Because Nancy kind of gets a thing like, oh, maybe there's a creature. Because when she puts together the picture that Jonathan took that got shredded, she puts it back together and it's like, oh, there's something above Barb. And she said, that's what I saw. Wait, that might be episode 4. Let me check that. I might have just spoiled something major. Oh gosh, I flipped too many pages. I'll turn away the playable ability. I guess it was another. Okay. I don't know what I just said. No. Okay, so Nancy already figures out that something took Barb. Sorry for that little brief pause. But yeah, it was, it's very creepy. It gets creepier because you realize, oh, it didn't just take this one kid. It took multiple people's children, which is kind of scary because also it keeps, kind of like a credulity, how do you say it? It keeps a suspension of disbelief for the viewer being like, oh, this is so small town. The army hasn't been notified or anything. So it's kind of a, yeah, I think suspension of belief is the right idea there. It keeps it in Hawkins. It doesn't bring it out anywhere else, which I think by the where the show's at right now, currently, I think that it's kind of bringing that out of its little cage there. But yeah, anyways, enough about what's going on in Stranger Things now, and more about what's going on early on, where we're at here currently. Anyways, now on to the next talkative point. So, they actually had a table read of Stranger Things 4 yesterday with the cast. Stranger Things 4 is about to film in Georgia. I'm pretty sure they already wrapped up filming in Russia, which, considering it's an average of 10 hours of shooting per scene, and they've been working on it since February 14th to, March 1st or March 2nd, meaning that, yeah, there's probably quite a bit of scenes, but you also have those breaks in between. You have a lot of stuff, so you don't know exactly what's going to happen here. So, you know, it's kind of like, you're like, oof, this might take a long time. Because season 4 is going to be apeshit crazy. Just going to go ahead and say it's pretty obvious after season 3's performance, it's pretty good. And this little talk that I'm doing right here is mostly for people that have already watched it and are just listening to this podcast, which probably no one is. But, yeah. Well, it's going to get crazy. We have Russia in the mix. I'm just going to say Russia. Oh, I already mentioned Russia. Good point. Yeah, sorry. Let's just say season 3 has a lot to do with Russia, but I won't tell you how. I probably might have already spoiled that. I'm very sucky when it comes to not spoiling things. But anyways, yeah, I just kind of want to mention that. Also going to say that today's episode is going to be a little shorter. I am tired, and I have very little time to record this. But I'm trying to get myself dedicated to something, and this is something that seems worth doing my time over if I can get enough listeners in. I just want to make some form of entertainment. And trust me, I'm going to try to find my mic, try to get more people on the podcast. They said they will do it, but they're always like, oh, they push it back another day, and they're like, I'll do it next time. But hopefully we can record an episode of the podcast. Me and my friends are playing D&D. I spent 3 hours learning some of the basic rules of being a dungeon master. So yeah. Okay, so this is going to be the digestive run-in through the episode, where I digest all of the meaty parts of the episode. So, Barb awakens in the Upside Down, a decaying, overgrown, alternate dimension surrounded by a thick mist. What happens is, she wakes up in thief's pool in the Upside Down. She tries to climb the ladder after seeing the Demogorgon, but the Demogorgon drags her down as she's screaming Nancy. Nancy wakes up and is like, well, better get home. And her mom's like, what were you doing last night? She's like, nothing. Can you tell me the truth? Nothing. So she straight up bold-faced lies to her mom.
Anyways, Joyce believes that Will is communicating with her through electrical pulses and Christmas lights. She gets in a little cupboard with Christmas lights and goes, Will, blink once for yes, twice for no. And she's like, are you here? And blinks once for yes. And he goes, are you safe? And blinks twice for no, sadly. Anyways, Brenner allows Hopper to view doctored security footage from the night that Will vanished, leading Hopper to research the lab's history and discover that a woman named Terry Eyes alleged years earlier that her daughter was taken by Brenner. She goes in there, and he convinces them to give him a tour. Like, oh, see the cameras? Will didn't sneak into this complex because look at the cameras. Nothing's here. Where do you think that he snuck in at? This little pipe. They thought he might have snuck in at. But he's like, oh, don't you remember it raining that night? Yeah, a lot. There's a lot of rain that night. It's like, exactly. They're lying to us. So, you know, he leaves. But then researches the newspapers at the library. Terry Ives participated in this project called MKUltra, which you get that entire story in Gwenda Bond's novel, Stranger Things, Suspicious Minds. Really good book. Anyways, I mentioned it in episode 1, a little bit in episode 2, so. Go back to those episodes if you want to hear me talk about the book. Episode 1, I talk about it in pretty good detail, the description of it and stuff. Anyways, moving on. Eleven recalls memories in which Brenner, whom she calls Papa, put her in solitary confinement for refusing to telekinetically harm a cat. Steve destroys Jonathan's camera after discovering photos from the party. However, Nancy later recovers a photo of Barb, having realized that Barb was missing. First of all, the 11th part is very straightforward. Puts her in a room with no light. Anyways, comes back later in another episode. To another part. You'll see. Anyways, Nancy... So, there's a girl that goes in with Jonathan's in the red room, you know, where you develop photos back then. There's one in my high school, but it's used as a closet now. But anyways, so the red light kind of helps develop the photos faster and stuff, or at all, basically. And so he's developing the photos at the party, and the girl sees it and reports back to Steve. And she's kind of with Steve's gang for a little while after this, too. But, you know, she never, I don't think she actually has a name, but I don't know. They might have said, I just wasn't really paying attention, I guess, but... Steve's like, here, you can have your camera back. Or they take it away from him. He's like, here, have it back, take it. And he drops it. And Nancy's like, douchebag. But and she still stays with Steve. Anyway, she goes with Jonathan. Her and Jonathan piece back that a ripped up picture of one of the party pictures and sees that Barb sitting alone at the pool. And they notice that there's something looming over Barb. And Nancy's like, that's what I saw. And Jonathan's like, oh, so my mom's not crazy. Because Jonathan... In episode 4, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Jonathan and Joyce get very angry with each other. Because Joyce is like, oh, he's still out there. I know he is because I hear him on the phone. And Jonathan's like, his body's right here, Mom. You know, all that stuff. Anyways. Returning to Steve's house to search for Barb, Nancy sees a Demogorgon but manages to escape. Yeah, that's the person she thinks she saw. Joyce paints a makeshift Ouija board on her wall, allowing Will to sign to her that he is right there. And that she needs to run. And then Demogorgon pops through the wall and she runs away. She's like, are you here, baby? Yeah, right here. So what should I do? What should I do to get to you? And she just says, run. He just says, run. Okay. So anyways, believing that Eleven knows where Will is, the boys ask her to lead them to him. Eleven leads them to the quarry, just as Will's apparent body is found under the water by the search party. This makes Mike mad. Oh, you lied to me. You said Will was alive. Sorry. You said Will was alive. You liar. Well, you lying liar. And then, you know... This gets resolved in episode 4, don't worry. But, yeah, so it's a sad little moment. She kind of denies Eleven. But Eleven still goes home with him, though, because it works. She's gonna go. Mike's on a total monster. But, yeah, that's about the episode. It ends with Jonathan meeting Joyce and crying because they found Will's quote-unquote body at the quarry. Yeah, quote-unquote. That's a little hint for next time. Anyways, moving on to my favorite character. I had to say Nancy. She took initiative this episode. She got through a lot of crap, pushed through all the stupid stuff she's involved with, and really is actually kind of piecing a lot of things together, literally piecing the photo together. But yeah, that's my favorite character. My favorite scene is when her and Jonathan piece the photo together, and she's like, oh, that's a Demogorgon. And when she goes to search for Barb and sees a Demogorgon, but doesn't run, is like, oh, who's there, you know? Anyways, pretty cool. So anyways, that's going to be the end of the episode. Sorry that it's so short, but I barely have time, and... You know, it's all this YouTube watching and Tokyo Ghoul watching I'm doing. By the way, if I do more podcast episodes after I recap all of Stranger Things, it'll be about Tokyo Ghoul cast. It'll be called the Tokyo Recast. Or Tokyo Ghoulcast. Whatever. It doesn't matter. But thank you guys for listening. That sounded very corny. Thank you guys for listening. And next episode, we'll recover Season 1, Episode 4, Chapter 4, The Body. But this is Wilson Johnson signing out. Before I go, if you watch Season 2, there's a show called Beyond Stranger Things, which is this dude, and he recaps some stuff from Stranger Things 2 with the cast. And it's a couple of, it's like 7, 8 episodes, 20 minutes long each. It's really good. But that's just kind of my last tidbit. Anyways, Wilson Johnson signing out. I'll see you next week.